Welcome to the Odds Breakers, number one place for shared, sharp betting information.
Welcome back to Podcast 31 of 2024. I'm your host, Kiev O'Neill. You can follow me on Twitter at OBKiev. Follow us at the Odds Breakers. Follow us on social media @TheOddsBreakers. This episode is being brought to you by BetMGM. If you are in North Carolina, you click on this link in the podcast description, you get up to $1,500 worth of free bets from BetMGM. Terms, conditions, and location apply. I believe this is also valid for other parts of the country as well. If you'd like to support the Odds Breakers and benefit from our premium plays, please visit theoddsbreakers.com, click the shop, become a member, pick any of our winning cappers, you get their premium plays before the line moves. You can also support us on patreon.com, and if nothing else, please visit the Odds Breakers and become a free picks and Telegram subscriber. It's NFL Draft Week, my friends, and we are very excited because I compiled my mock draft. And it's a fun thing for me to do. It's a good little exercise because it already gets me thinking about next year and what these teams might need and looking at some of the future odds out there. It helps me get a jump on football, but I spent many hours compiling this, looking at contract situations for teams, who they lost, who they gained, who they traded, who they didn't. Obviously, players getting old, quarterbacks starting to get paid off their rookie contract, certain needs. Obviously, they don't always draft the way I want them to, but either way, I can usually get a good idea on what these guys need, as well as my in-depth dive into the marketplace to see what they're actually thinking from a draft perspective. So I put a lot of work into it, and I'm just very excited to talk about my mock draft today to you guys, quite simply because you can make a lot of money in the draft. The sports books take a bath for the NFL draft in general. Now, you don't want to make too many guesses because guessing usually turns out pretty bad for people. You want to do it based upon your analysis on what these guys are looking for and obviously information. This will be the biggest information week when it comes to the NFL draft about what teams are looking to do and what they're not looking to do. But I have my draft package out there for $50 if you want to be a part of that this week. Because if you can be a part of it, you're going to get value. For example, I played J.J. McCarthy over plus 5.5 for 165. Plus 165, it's now plus 120. So we'll see how that adjusts. Maybe somebody does trade up and takes a reach with J.J. McCarthy. But either way, I like to get my plays in when the overreaction comes in and try to fade it when that changes on the other side. In some situations, you can get plus money on both sides like I did many times last year. All right, well, let's get into this mock draft then. And we'll start with round one. And I'm not going to do it any different than I've done it before. I'm always going to go with who they should pick and my mock pick, who they might pick, right? Because I like doing it this way because I believe teams should do things, and I also believe teams will not do what I think they should do, and they'll do something else. So starting with the Bears and the number one pick, who they should pick, Caleb Williams. I do think that there is a sliver of chance they can get offered a haul from the Commanders to trade down to the two spot, and I mean, if you put a few things together, Cliff Kingsbury to the Commanders, he worked with Caleb Williams being from Washington, D.C., all of a sudden at the last minute, Washington just offers a haul to the Bears. It could happen. I'm not even sure if Ryan Poles would do it, but he could possibly bite if he has Jaden Daniels ranked pretty close to Williams. Everyone has a price. Now, I'm not saying that will happen, and I know that Caleb Williams only visited the Bears, blah, blah, blah. That shouldn't matter. You know, it matters on what the Bears think that Caleb Williams is worth compared to the number two guy. And I don't know that. But either way, my mock pick is Caleb Williams from USC. And that's exactly what the Bears should do if they're not offered a massive amount of capital to move down to number two. And for number two, who they should pick, I'm going to go with Jaden Daniels. I know he's being compared to Justin Fields. He looks a little bit more like an accurate Lamar Jackson to me. The kid can throw the seam routes, and he has some extreme NFL speed. My only issue is that if his frame is a bit small for the NFL, and I do worry about his health. So my mock pick, though, Jaden Daniels, also a no-brainer. I know there's been a lot of mixed messages in the marketplace with Jaden Daniels' agent. I think that's just all blah, blah, blah. I still think the Commanders draft Jaden Daniels, and right now you can get it for minus 130 in some books. That is a pick you need to take. I think this is a no-brainer. Even if his passing doesn't develop right away, he can make the plays on his legs. I think it will develop. There's some skill players on Commanders already that he can throw to. Terry McLaurin, of course, has been dying for a good quarterback. Jahan Dotson, Jamison Crowder's back. Zach Ertz is their tight end. Yeah, you know, he's got some playmakers there. So this is my number one and two, and it's the same as the consensus. So I think the consensus is correct. And number three, who they should pick, I say they should trade down and take Michael Penix. Because if you remember from last week, Michael Penix is my third best quarterback. But they're going to probably go with Drake May. And that's the mock pick that I'm putting through here. I do not see the Patriots trading back, even if they have some needs at some other positions. I think after last year, teams are going to be a little bit more timid than people think to trade up, looking how poorly that worked out for Carolina. So I'm going to go with Drake May. And, you know, if you're going to start doing mock trades, you can really go all over the place. So I rarely like to do mock trades in my mock drafts. Number four, the Arizona Cardinals. And the Cardinals will definitely be looking for their next Larry Fitzgerald. The kid is my number one overall player in this draft. He's got the best demeanor, the best size, the best speed, the best athletic ability, and competitive spirit. This kid's a beast. I think he's the best player in the draft, and that is also going to be my mock pick for the Arizona Cardinals. They could trade down, and they would if they're offered a haul, but I just, like I said before, I'm not sure teams are going to reach for a quarterback because there's like really six quarterbacks that could probably really turn out in this draft in their minds. I like Marvin Harrison to number four, and I might even bet it. I'm looking at numbers right now. There's a lot of minus 200s out right now. I'm waiting on that one for some noise and see if I can get a little bit better of a number. Next is the Chargers. Jim Harbaugh, genius coach, who they should pick. I don't think he crumbles under any media pressure to draft a wide receiver. He doesn't like wide receivers, and he is much more pro-run game. I hear rumors that the Vikings will give up their left nut to trade up for J.J. McCarthy, but I think that would be a massive mistake if they do that, and I'm not buying it. I think they can wait for a quarterback at 11. So my mock pick for the Chargers is Joe Alt, offensive tackle from Notre Dame. I think Jim's going to draft the best offensive tackle in this class and get his Michigan guys later in the draft because they're not ranked that high for some reason. I really don't understand that, but I feel like the Michigan's getting a little bit screwed here in some of their rankings. Those are some really good boys in the trenches. Number six, the Giants. And the Giants are a mess, right? They screwed up by paying a backup-type quarterback in Danny Dimes a boatload of money to be a starter. And he's locked up till at least 2026. So I think that the Giants should trade down and draft a corner. But my mock pick will be Rome Odunze, Washington. Okay, when in Rome, you act like the Romans. Well, this team lost their running back, Saquon Barkley, and they're going to want a playmaker. I think Slayton is done. He's sitting out of OTAs. I think they're going to go with Rome Odunze. And the reason they won't go with Malik Nabers is they already have that same exact profile in wide receiver in Jalen Hyatt. You know, Jalen Hyatt looks a lot like Nabers, and I think Odunze's the taller guy that can fight for the ball. So I think he's at plus 300. I think it's at plus 275 right now. Rome Odunze is going to be the second tight end or second wide receiver drafted in this draft class. I would pet that for one star.
So hot right now.
Number seven, the Tennessee Titans. Who they should pick If Titans GM Ron Carthen was smart, he would either A, trade down and draft offensive line, or B, trade Will Levis and draft a good quarterback like Penix or Nix. I have to assume that he makes the wrong decision, like most executives, and stays with Will Levis. Mock pick, J.C. Latham, offensive tackle from Alabama. The Titans will most likely go for an offensive lineman because that's their worst position group. And they're going to want to protect Will Levis. J.C. Latham is the next man up in the rankings. I don't mind the pick at all, but at the same time, Will Levis is not the answer at quarterback. Number eight, the Atlanta Falcons, who they should pick. The Falcons did a ton to bolster their team, including the quarterback position and Kirk Cousins. The next logical move is to get a quarterback? No, that's some distraction in the marketplace. Atlanta needs an edge rusher, and they're switching back to a 3-4 defense, so I think Dallas Turner or Jared Verse is the most logical fit. My mock pick is Dallas Turner, edge from Alabama. Atlanta trying to fool everybody with that whole quarterback statement that they made in the media, but looking at GMs these days, I wouldn't be shocked if their little trickery does work and somebody tries to trade ahead of them, but you know, I really think that they want their guy to fall to them, and that's Dallas Turner from Alabama. Turner amassed 53 tackles, 11 sacks, 15.5 tackles for loss with two forced fumbles in 2023. He's a gifted pass rusher off the edge, as illustrated with his amazing 40 time, 4.46 seconds. So he can drop back into coverage as well. He's a great pick. Number nine, back to the Bears. What they shoot, who they should pick. Well, the Bears were only 25th in sacks per game. I don't like that. They did get Montez Sweat in the season with the trade with the number two pick. So I almost have to count that as an edge rusher, but I still think they have to go edge rusher here. They should probably trade down, but go with Latu. I think it's Latu Latu from UCLA. 6'4 pass rushing beast, 13 sacks last year at UCLA. My mock pick, though, is Malik Nabers. I think they just get another pass catcher for Caleb Williams. They picked up Keelan Allen, but that's only a one-year deal, and they lost Darnell Mooney to free agency. I can see them going wide receiver here. I do not love it. I think they should be going with Latu from UCLA. Number 10, the New York Jets, who they should pick. Even without Aaron Rodgers' dramatic injury, this team's offensive line completely sucks. They did add a few guys like Tyron Smith and Morgan Moses, but it isn't enough for the prima donna in Aaron Rodgers that they signed last year. So go with Troy Fautanu from Washington. And that's going to be my mock pick, Troy Fautanu from Washington. Like a glove, this is a great pick for the Jets. Some say it's going to be Brock Bowers, but if Aaron Rodgers gets hurt again because of a bad offensive line, I don't think that GM's going to be able to afford to blame it on something else. It's going to be his fault. And Fontenot is versatile, and he can play tackle or the guard position. He has the size and speed to pull it off, and he'd be a great addition to the Jets. I think the Jets continue to focus on this offensive line now that you hurt your quarterback last year that you thought was going to save your season. You know, so this makes total sense to me to grab him from Washington. Number 11, the Minnesota Vikings, who they should pick. Well, this is getting repetitive, but Michael Penix is the perfect fit for this system. Penix is a great pocket quarterback who can connect with guys like Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison, but my mock pick is going to be J.J. McCarthy, quarterback from Michigan. Forrest Gump always says, stupid is what stupid does, and this team will pick J.J. McCarthy and throw him into the wolves as soon as Sam Darnold throws an interception.
That day on, I was going somewhere. I was running.
Number 12, the Denver Broncos. Who they should pick. I don't know if this team could stomach another year without a quarterback. I think they're just sitting here waiting. And yes, their defense was terrible for the first 7 or 8 games, but that kind of got fixed. And now without Wilson, they need hope. They need some hope. Get Bo Nix. Draft Bo Nix. He feels more like a Sean Payton fit, being a pocket quarterback with some scrambling ability. And my mock pick is actually going to be Bo Nix from Oregon. I think they shocked the world. And everyone's thinking Bo Nix drops into the second. Well, I think the Denver Broncos have been sitting here. I think they rank him as one of the top quarterbacks in this class. And he doesn't risk his guy going to the Raiders or the Saints in the next few picks here. You know, Nix ran for 6 TDs, 234 yards, threw 4,508 yards over 14 games, 45 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions. This man could be the next Drew Brees with legs. So, absolutely love the pick. I think Bo Nix goes to Denver. Number 13, who they should pick. Well, the Raiders can't seriously think that they have a quarterback in Gardner Minshew, right? I mean, I hope not, but Michael Penix is just sitting there, and I really think that the Raiders do grab Michael Penix. I think you get another run on quarterbacks here because they're like, okay, we're not getting these guys in the second. My mock pick's going to be Michael Penix from Washington. They get it right. He had the most amount of passing yards last year, 4,903, 36 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. They're in the championship game because of their quarterback. Unlike Michigan, this team needed Michael Penix to have such a great season. Number 14, the New Orleans Saints, who they should pick. This defense needs some love, being that they're ranked fourth worst in sacks. But this is also against a weak NFC South, so that's really bad for fourth worst in sacks. Jeez. Draft Jared Verse from Florida State, in my opinion. He's a beast and can be very explosive at the next level. But my mock pick is Omalumia Fashanu from Penn State. He's an offensive tackle. It must absolutely suck to be stuck with Derek Carr here, but I guess you might as well try to keep him upright this year. The tea leaves say go offensive line, and Fashanu is the next man up. This guy can jump out of a building at his size with his 32-inch vertical. Number 15, the Indianapolis Colts. The Texans have gotten a lot of good receivers, so I assume the Colts have to go defense at some point. Why not draft the best corner in Quinyon Mitchell? So that's what I think. But what they will pick, mock pick, is Quinyon Mitchell, quarterback or cornerback from Toledo. So they get it right. Quinyon was a man against boys in the back. He also had a spectacular combine, running a 4.3340. 2022 as a junior, 13 games, 31 tackles, 2 assists, and 14 stops. In the secondary, Mitchell forced 16 pass breakups, 5 interceptions, and gave up an elite quarterback rating of targeted at just 32.4. So this man stopped everything going in his direction. His senior year was impressive. Quinyon has the instincts to be a Sauce Gardner type impact player for the Colts, so I like that pick. Number 16, the Seattle Seahawks, who they should pick. Seattle's rush defense was trash last year, having to face the run heavy 49ers, Rams, and Cardinals. This team will need to fix their 3 technique. Draft Byron Murphy from Texas. I saw him run down a running back at full speed last year during the playoffs. He's just an absolute beast. He's my best defensive tackle in this draft, and my mock pick is correct. They get it right with Byron Murphy from Texas. Seattle, the second worst rush defense in the NFL. Murphy had the highest or second highest vertical for defensive tackles in the combine. He had a great combine. In 2023, he recorded 29 tackles and 5 sacks for the Longhorns. And here's my big sleeper-ish, like big money-making pick that could happen. Long shot, let's just say, with my number 17 in the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, who they should pick? Wide receiver Calvin Ridley is gone, but this team signed Gabriel Davis from Denver and Devin Duvernay from Baltimore in free agency, so they're not going to look receiver. Jacksonville was trash against the pass last year, and they at least signed a few guys like Eric Armstead from the Niners to bolster that edge. The team should draft the next best corner, in my opinion, to Nate Wiggins from Clemson. But I don't think they go with that. I think they go and shock the world and draft Brock Bowers, tight end from Georgia. Maybe it's just that Brock Bowers is so dang good to make the other tight ends look so bad in this draft. But I don't have a first or second round grade on any other tight end. I think the Ohio State guy is my next best tight end here. But, I mean, Bowers actually falls to the Jaguars because I believe Denver goes with the quarterback. And, you know the Raiders already have Mayer from last year's draft. The Saints could possibly go, but they got to fix that offensive line. And I don't see the Colts, after all the capital they spent on drafting tight ends over the past few years, getting a tight end. So I think this is the perfect situation where Bowers does fall to Jacksonville, and Evan Engram is getting old, and he's not trustworthy via injury. You know, I think they make it better for Trevor Lawrence and draft a guy. And Jacksonville is very close to Georgia. A lot of Georgia fans in Jacksonville, right? It kind of makes a little sense. And it's at 100 to 1. What's a 0.2 unit bet on 100 to 1 here? You know, I think it's worth a shot because I think I could see this scenario happen. And now it will happen. Probably not. Less than 50% chance. But I'll take a shot here at 100 to 1. See if we can get the big score for the 2024 NFL draft.
How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over the mountains?
Number 18, the Cincinnati Bengals, who they should pick. Cincinnati needs a lot, but they lost right tackle Jonah Williams to free agency. I'm okay with cornerback or offensive tackle right here. Mock pick, Talese Fuaga, offensive tackle from Oregon State. So I think the Bengals get it right here. Fuaga is a low-risk pick, in my opinion. He can run block with the best of them. You know, I mean, he was mauling people in the Pac-12. Anything protecting Joe Burrow is not a bad play, in my opinion, with the Bengals. Number 19, the Los Angeles Rams, who they should pick. I say trade down. But if not, the Rams need to replace Aaron Donald, and this team finally has a first-round pick after all these years. I'm okay with any defensive line or secondary here in this position. Mock pick, Chris Jenkins, defensive end from Michigan. Many say they will go 3-4 edge like a Jared Verse, but I think they get their next Aaron Donald-type guy, and the Rams are getting a proven winner here. Chris Jenkins, champion, fits the Aaron Donald profile with his size and strength. The run game is going to be huge in this division, as I mentioned before. So the Rams will try once again and clog up those trenches. Number 20, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Okay, I'm going to stop saying trade down, but this team needs more offensive line help. Take Graham Barton or Amarius Mims from Georgia. But I think they choke under pressure and grab a wide receiver in this draft. I think they get Xavier Worthy, a wide receiver from Texas, and I can see the bad choice because of trading Deontay Johnson. So I think Worthy's a speedster, 4.2140. He has the record now at the combine, but the guy is 165 pounds soaking wet. Hope he doesn't take a big hit, but I think the Steelers kind of choke in this situation. They should be picking offensive line, but we'll see if they get some offensive line in the next rounds. Number 21, the Miami Dolphins, who they should pick. The Finns lost a bunch of talent to free agency. They can go best player here. I suppose defensive end needs some depth, and Jared Verse is a beast, and that's my mock pick, Jared Verse, edge from Florida State. I think Verse will be a bit of a project. He is a little raw when it comes to coverage, but in this division, he has to stop guys like Josh Allen and Aaron Rodgers. Number 22. The Philadelphia Eagles, who they should pick. The Eagles traded Hassan Reddick and signed Bryce Huff. There are a few directions that this team could go, but I think they need to work on that defense. And it completely crapped the bed last half of the season. I'm going to go with a corner here. I think they need a cornerback. My mock pick is corner. I think they get it right. Nate Wiggins, cornerback from Clemson. Wiggins is the next best corner in this draft, and this would be a perfect fit if the Eagles do not screw this up. Number 23, the Minnesota Vikings, who they should pick. They probably should try and trade down and get more picks in the second and third rounds. But for the time being, Minnesota needs a secondary since they got Greenard and Van Ginkle already in free agency to help that edge. My mock pick is Terrion Arnold, quarterback from Alabama. Terrion's the next ranked cornerback in this draft, and he has some nice numbers last year. 61 tackles, 5 interceptions, and 11 passes broken up. The big knock against him is that his 40 didn't go well at the combine, 4.5 seconds. So I think he hurt his chances to be the first cornerback off of the board. Number 24, the Dallas Cowboys, who they should pick. So weird to see the Cowboys here with zero running backs. First time in years since Ezekiel Elliott was drafted. But there's no Bijan Robinson in this draft, so I think Dallas goes offensive line here to try to make up for losing Tyron Smith. And they do. Mock pick, Amarius Mims, offensive tackle from Georgia. If someone restrains Jerry Jones from making dumb decisions, this pick should work out wonderful. Now they just need to get their heads out of their asses in the playoffs.
Unreal.
Number 25, the Green Bay Packers, who they should pick. The Packers need secondary linebacker and offensive line help. I say go with Tyler Guyton from Oklahoma, offensive tackle. This man's huge, and he's going to be able to stop the majority of the edge rushers at the next level here. I like him, but I think they go corner, and my mock pick's going to be Kool-Aid McKinstry from Alabama. I think the Packers go corner because they got burnt in the slot last year against teams like Detroit and San Francisco. Kool-Aid only can he can play corner, but he's also a punt returner is what I'm trying to say. So he can do a little special teams as well. So I think this would be a good fit for the Packers. Don't hate the pick. Number 26, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm not going to overcomplicate this. They lost Shaq Barrett. They're going to need to rush the quarterback. So my mock pick is Chop Robinson, edge from Penn State. The next guy up is Chop Robinson. And he was the best edge rusher on this amazing defense before he got hurt last year. 4.48 40 speed is great, and he's a perfect fit for the 3-4 defense over in Tampa Bay. Number 27, the Arizona Cardinals, who they should pick. Arizona still wants a stud edge rusher, and they see Darius Robinson sitting there, and they already got a big receiver. Robinson fits the Gannon 4-3 scheme perfectly with his 290-pound frame, 6'5". So that's the kind of defensive end you want for your 4-3 edge rusher. Mock pick is Darius Robinson, defensive end from Missouri. No-brainer. He looks the part with his size and amazing athletic ability. His senior season amassed 36 total pressures, 22 quarterback hurries, 6 quarterback hits, and 8 sacks. So grab him from Missouri. Number 28, the Buffalo Bills. Who they should pick. This team screwed me over last year. I said they needed linebacker because they lost Edmonds to the Bears. Instead, they go tight end. And Buffalo paid for it last year. I had a great number on them getting a linebacker first. And they go tight end with Dalton Kincaid. And guess what happens? They lost Milano. They lost Bernard. Had zero depth there. And they got their asses kicked because of it. And that's why they lost. Well, what can I do about it? It's hard to predict them if they're going to be making these decisions. But now with Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis gone, they should be trading down, but you know they're probably going to go receiver, and that's what they do. Mock pick, Brian Thomas, wide receiver from LSU. Is it possible that LSU's receivers are what made Jaden Daniels look so darn good? I think there's a little bit of truth to that, too. Thomas edges out Adonai Mitchell in most of the rankings, so I'm going Thomas first. Adonai Mitchell's from Texas, but you know, he's 6'3 in Brian Thomas, 209 pounds, 4.33 40, tall, versatile. He's a really good receiver here for Buffalo. Number 29, the Detroit Lions. The Lions, once again, were straight trash against the pass. They signed another edge rusher in Marcus Davenport, so I think they will go secondary. And my mock is Cooper DeJean, cornerback, safety from Iowa. Perfect Dan Campbell kind of guy. Doesn't look the part, quote, quote, as a cornerback. But versatility is here because he can play safety. You know, he can play slot corner. And I think it's perfect situation for the Lions to put someone smart out there. And the kid could be some sort of a difference maker in this defense. So here you go. And Cooper DeJean, I think, slides into the first round to Detroit. Number 30, Baltimore Ravens, who they should pick. The Ravens continue to feel the effects of not winning a Super Bowl when the quarterback was on a rookie contract. They lost a bunch to free agency, including safety Geno Stone and cornerback Ronald Darby. This team needs everything. They could use any position. It's weird. They're good, but they can still use any position. My backpack's going to be a safety from Georgia, and I think a safety sneaks into the first round in Javon Bullard. I just think they throw everybody a curveball, but he's also versatile as well. He also can play some cornerback if needed in the slot. He's got experience doing that. It's just rare to draft a bad guy from a Georgia defense, right? You know, I think it's pretty safe to go with Bullard too. So I like safety here falling into the first round. I'm going to try to find some odds on that to see where that safety number is. I think you should be able to get some plus money to get a safety falling into the first round. Number 31, the San Francisco 49ers, who they should pick. If not trading down, the 49ers have a blessing of riches here. So I think they do need to fill some gaps. It'd be an offensive and defensive line. They lost Javon Kinlaw, Chase Young, Eric Armstead, and Sebastian Joseph all on the defensive line. So my mock pick, though, I still think they go offensive line here because they've been looking at Jordan Morgan, offensive tackle from Arizona. They need depth on their offensive line. The tea leaves are saying Jordan Morgan, so that's what I'm going to go with. That's what I'm hearing. So he's massive, and he was a big reason for the Wildcats' offensive success in 2023. I do like the pick. Number 32, the Kansas City Chiefs, finally, who they should pick. The Chiefs need to replace Legarius Sneed, who is their best pass rusher on the defense. So, pass defender on the defense, not pass rusher. The dude was a beast. He was so key in the playoffs, and they let him go. But now that Rashee Rice is in trouble, got in trouble with the law, I can see them going receiver now. It would be cornerback or receiver for the Chiefs, in my opinion. But my mock pick's going to be a receiver, a Donnie Mitchell wide receiver from Texas, ranked as the fourth best receiver in many draft boards. This kid has the size at 6'2 and the speed at 4.3440. That translates very well into the NFL. And there you have it. That is my mock draft official. The draft's going to be awesome on Thursday, so I cannot wait to watch it. But I'm going to have some best bets for you, too. I already gave you one. I actually gave you two because I think that Rome Odunze is the first receiver off the board at plus 275. We gave it away at plus 300 earlier a week ago or so. I also gave you the long shot here. Brock Bowers to Jacksonville at 100-1 at 0.2 stars at 61 on DraftKings, 100-1 on FanDuel. But I'm going to give you a couple others because I have in this mock draft, I have a total of 6 quarterbacks, 0 running backs, 1 tight end, 6 wide receivers, 7 offensive linemen, 6 defensive line and edge, 0 inside linebackers, 5 cornerbacks, and 1 safety. So you have 20 offensive players and 12 on defense. So the number on total defensive players selected is 10.5 on DraftKings at minus 175. I gave this out for minus 155 days ago. So I still like this here. Over 10.5 defensive players in the first round at minus 175 for 1.5 stars. And I also like Jaden Daniels being picked number 2 at minus 130, as I mentioned before, for 1 star. I think that he's the true number 2 pick in this draft.
Business bad? Fuck you, pay me. Oh, you had a fire? Fuck you, pay me. Place got hit by lightning, huh? Fuck you, pay me.
All right, my friends. Well, there you have it. That is my mock draft. Obviously subject to change, but I'm going to release this article within a day or so. Obviously get this out here. And hopefully I can be accurate, at least more accurate than some of the draft analysts over the past few years. I'm really happy that I had number 1 and number 2 right last year. I think a lot of people screwed that up with the distraction and all of the misinformation on Will Levis. A lot of smoke screens out there. I think J.J. McCarthy still is the smoke screen of this draft, but we shall see. I think he falls at 11 to Minnesota. My friends, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you have any questions for us, email us at info@theoddsbreakers.com. Tweet us at @TheOddsBreakers. Have a great rest of your week and go get some winners.